thought for today. I learned to act upon my first thought. I learned to act upon my first thought. I learned to act upon my first thought. I am a very generous, loving, giving man, and I give everything to the philosophy I love to share. And I make four tapes a day, three at meal times, anywhere from 10 to 30 minutes, and then one thought for today during our special study time together. And I think that the world is thrilled with the things that I'm sharing with them. In fact, people have signed up for the thought for today by the hundreds. I'm not sure how many we have now, maybe 500, maybe 1,000, but they've signed up for the thought for today. And so the other day I thought, you know, we really should have all four of these talks on, available to people. We have one thought for today, but then we have instant inspiration, is what I call the others. And I put them onto the internet as instant inspiration. But if I put them on the internet as instant inspiration and I do not have them sent out as emails, then no one will know that a new instant inspiration has come. So I send out everything I have as an email so that people will see the instant inspiration and they'll see the thoughts for today, and they will be able to listen to them all if they choose, or just erase them from their board if they wish. But it does create a little bit of a problem. People who are having the inexpensive email programs like Hotmail and so forth, where the programs are free, are only allowed to have so much memory each day on their email. And when they pull up the thought for today or the instant inspiration, they pull up at the same time the 30-minute talk, the 20-minute talk, the 10-minute talk, or however long the talk is. And this becomes a great burden to some people because they don't want to erase them. Of course, they're always on the archives. You can always go back to the archives and pick them up if you want on our homepage. And just remember what the titles are that you have. And if you want them, you can hear them. Now, I guess I'm acting a little bit like King Midas. King Midas was so thrilled with gold that he wished to have everything he had be gold. And he had everything turn into gold, as his wish was, his magical wish was made for him. Even his food turned into gold. But the tragedy of his life was when his young daughter threw herself into his arms and says, "Daddy, I love you." And instantly she was turned into gold. And all of his desire for gold had little value because everything was gold and there was no difference at all. And perhaps that's what I'm doing. I'm thinking that all the things that I'm sharing with you are gold. All the things that I'm sharing with you are priceless ideas and priceless thoughts, said in very simple ways, sometimes very intensive and sometimes very subtle, and sent out to you throughout the airwaves. And in the process, I'm overkilling. I think that's probably why the Bible is so effective. When I'm speaking of the Bible, I'm speaking of the four Gospels. And when I'm speaking of the four Gospels, I'm speaking of the one Gospel. Because you can take all four Gospels and sort of juggle them and let the the things that are all alike fall out, and you come up with a very short book, but a good book, one chapter, one gospel of Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John, all in one, and that's what it'll be. In Jesus' three-year ministry, he kept his ideas and his words down to a minimum. At least that's the report that we have. I kind of like to think that he was talking all the time, sharing with his disciples and sharing with the world all the wonderful things that he believed and knew. But maybe he didn't. Maybe he just said a few priceless things and let it go at that. I think the words that we have from Zarathustra, he too didn't say very much, but he said a few significant things. And all the other religious leaders and religious teachers were not big talkers. Muhammad perhaps was the biggest one. He wrote a copy of the Bible, and his Bible is so comprehensive, it is even more comprehensive than the New Testament. But he's a great being. The Mormon church has created themselves a new Bible, and it too is very comprehensive and very beautiful. Many other organizations create great works also, and some of them are overkill. You read the Hindu stuff, my goodness, it's so thick. But the stories are just as charming and just as effective as they are in the New and the Old Testament. I've learned to act on my first thought. And my first thought is, give it all, because the minute you give it all, then you'll have more to give. Keep giving it all, keep pouring it out. So perhaps my best resource in talking to you, my first thought, is to give you one talk a day and put it on the internet. And that way it won't disturb anybody. Just one talk a day, and give it maybe a 10-minute talk or 30, depending upon the talk, and let it be a very positive thought. That's 365 talks a year, and then perhaps it won't offend some people who find too many talks on there, who find it loads up their email, who find that it is difficult for them to accept. Now, it's an interesting concept. It's an interesting concept. I can well imagine that if the disciples came up to Jesus and said, "You're talking too much. You're giving too many lectures, you know. And once a day would be enough, you know. We'll take you for breakfast, and after that, you know, let us alone." Or if the other world teachers were to listen to their disciples or their followers or their people, and the people would say, "Don't talk so much. It makes too many things for us to record, too many things for us to transcribe, too many things for us to take down." That can be done. That can be done. And perhaps this should be done. We'll think about it. But just remember, when you go to school, you want to learn. And you want to learn as quickly as possible, because you don't want to spend all your time in school. You always are in school, but you don't want to spend all your time in school. And I'd like to see each one of you arrive at the point where you can stay or leave here as your choice, but you don't feel you have to stay here. You don't feel that you have to be here to grow spiritually. You can be here or not be here, it doesn't matter. But you're free to be yourself and do yourself. But as I had said to Ellen many times over the years, or Ellen said to me, she says, "Herb, you say the same thing all the time." And I said, "Yes, that's true." She says, "But now I just caught on to something that you said 15 years ago. The same statement, but I just caught on to it because I see it in the light of my advanced thinking today. What you said 15 years ago, if I had had my understanding today, I would have a whole new attitude about it." You see, we sometimes run away from our learning experiences because we don't want to face it. We don't want to live up to it. And so then we berate the teacher, and we berate the lessons, and we berate the philosophy because we don't want to live up to it. Well, we have to be very careful that sometimes if we listen to people that we are so we admire them so greatly, we think they're just so great, so wonderful, and these people are not harmonious with the program that is being given to them, we have to stop and think, on what are we acting? Are we acting upon their attitude, our attitude, their thinking, our thinking? What are we acting upon? And we soon come to the realization that all we're doing is we're giving in to the desire not to grow, not to advance, not to exceed our fondest imagination. Are you ready for a new look at yourself? Are you ready to see whether you really want to grow? The people who have left here that you know about, they're not the winners, I guarantee you. They're not the losers, but they're not the winners. They are people who are living a beautiful life as a human being and enjoying themselves, and that's great. The people you do not know about, that you do not even remember who were students with you, those are the ones who left here in an advanced state of consciousness and are living super lives, not limited by the world, but only revealing all of the goodness that they had revealed to themselves in their study. So think on these things. Would you like me to teach you according to the lowest denominator, or would you like me to teach you according to the highest denominator? Think on these things. If whatever is your desire, that's my choice to do for you. Whatever you want. I don't care. I'll teach the highest and I'll teach the lowest. But be aware too, I have no capacity to teach the lowest. I have only the capacity to teach the most demanding, the most intensive, the most wonderful. And if you're ready for that, then everything I am, I'm ready to give you. I love you very much. Have a great day.